What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Off the Ball is coming to the Three Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healey, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the Ball.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Whoever gets over the line, try for Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78, a Munster podcast for Munster fans on Off the Ball. My name is Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, and I'm joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes. We haven't had a match in a few weeks, but there is a lot to talk about. Munster with new contracts for coaches, departing coaches, and the big question is, who is going to be Munster's new head coach? We'll discuss all that over the next while on this episode of The Red 78. Fiona, Alan, good to see you as always. How are you?
Good, Rory. I missed you. I hadn't seen you in Quinny in a couple of weeks. He's taken a nice TV break for himself, but he definitely looks like he got the skin done anyway for the TV, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've been certainly hearing a lot of Quinny over the last couple of weeks on the TV. Quinny, you've been flat to the mat, I suppose, hectic over the last couple of weeks with the Autumn Internationals.
Yeah, it's been busy time. Probably not the best in a couple of weeks for Ireland, in a sense of probably that All Blacks game was the one that created a little bit of negativity. With very high expectations, you know, and maybe Argentina, the way the game ended, caused a few concerns. But yeah, last week they were very dominant performance against Fiji, who probably would be, you know, disappointed, very disorganized. So, yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks. Difference. It's, you know, even though we've the Australia game is this weekend, the URC is back. This test essentially is outside of the window. It's the only one that's happening this weekend. So everybody's back to the Gallagher Premiership, top 14, URC, etc. So, the important part of the business this weekend is Munster, you know, getting a result against this very strong Lions team, who are not, and we'll talk about that at the end, who are not badly affected by, you know, loads of Springboks playing Rugby Championship, November Internationals or anything. So they've a very settled team. So, yeah, it's been a busy few weeks, enjoyable always to do that. And, you know, you kind of, you look forward to, you know, the run with Munster now and the URC. European Cup is coming up for all the teams, the Irish provinces. So, yeah, it's been an enjoyable few weeks. Hopefully they can finish well against Australia. But we'll certainly be tuning in to the game after that on Saturday night, the Munster game.
All right, a lot to discuss on today's show. If you missed last week's show, Fiona and I sat down with Emer Constantine to talk about her retirement and about her incredible Ireland career. So look back on last week's episode for that. It's really worth checking out that very enjoyable chat with Emer Constantine. We'd a few comments coming into us on the show, Fiona. It's all about Munster and their coaching setup, and I suppose who's the main man is going to be, I guess.
Yeah, a couple there. I'll read a few out for you. Trevor had so Prendy for the rest of the season with Cozzy doing the heavy lifting in the background. Then it sounds like we get Lancaster, question mark. He's always set up fab structures with some interesting sidelines in mad ideas like Sam Burgess, question mark. He'll be good. Bring on the bomber, I say. Jer says, coach clear out for the new man coming in. Prendy and Leamy sign up. And then I suppose we can chat about this one. as well, Quinny Kieran. Do you think the Prendergast extension has any impact on his chance at head coach, assuming he even wants it? Do you think Leamy Prendergast could work under Lancaster from a playing style development view? And do we need both a head coach and a director of rugby? So a lot of questions in there.
Yeah, do we need a head coach and a director of rugby? Well, you need someone to be the head coach, and whether that comes internally, the obvious candidate is Mike Prendergast. Him signing the contract, I had a lot of people text me yesterday asking me, does that rule him out? I don't know. I haven't been speaking to Mike last night or yesterday evening. I'm doing that out of respect, to be honest, because I don't want to be a liar here and come on and say I don't know. If I do know, if you know what I mean, and I don't want to put him under that sort of pressure that he's trying to tell me something that I don't know. Does it rule him out? No, I wouldn't think so. I think it would. It can be very easily adjusted. I think the important part was these contracts are probably agreed a few weeks ago, and the fans and Munster themselves probably need to try and, you know, get a bit of clarity in this, move forward, and having Dennis and Mike sign new contracts is really important, because I think they've had a significant impact since they've come back involved with the squad. Do we need a director of rugby and a head coach? Well, you need a head coach, and you know, I don't know if you need a director of rugby, but I think back to, you know, when Rassi came in with Axel and stuff like that. It would certainly be helpful. Obviously, personalities have to work together, and if they're close, it would add a little bit more structure and comfort, I think, and the workload that goes with being a head coach. There's a lot of pressure. You know, Munster's still a big club, so there's a fair bit of pressure there. So I don't know. I just know from my experience that, you know, I've seen assistant coaches before become head coaches, and it's a completely different dynamic. You know, Prendy, I know, has the temperament for it. I think I just think he's the impact he's had with the attack since he's come back in with Munster has been brilliant. So would he be ready for it? Absolutely, I think. And it just depends. Again, you can, even internally and personally himself, you know, if you have ambition, yes, you want to go for it, but then, you know, you weigh up all the odds. It depends who's coming in. And we don't know that stuff yet, so it's speculation. But I do think that... and then Felix is been mentioned as well. Stuart Lancaster, you know, someone like Felix Jones, who played for Munster. He's, even though he started in the Leinster setup, he's Munster through and through now. You know, again, with the new contracts of Dennis, they're the senior coaches, really. Alex Codling is coming in now. But Dennis and Mike, I think, will have a say in what's happening, and their feedback and their input has to be taken into account. So I think that's what's going on at the moment, and I wouldn't have any major issue with, you've got to rush this decision, and I think you need to get a structure between now and the end of the season, whether that's Ian Costello kind of running the setup and your assistant coaches doing their stuff on the field. If that's the way it's going to be, fair enough. But just probably need to clarify that in the next week or two. But the busy part for them this week is just focusing on get a team together. There's loads of injuries again. But I think, obviously, it's very good news, I think, that they've signed. You know, Andy Kerriak, who's left there last week, you know, we want to wish him well, because Andy came on with us on the podcast. He was a lovely fella. It's disappointing to see him go. But it's part of this... probably shake up, change, whatever the case may be. And, you know, on both sides, like Graham, it's personal stuff, one way or the other. And there's been change now. So I think they just have to move on now and try and get results. Munster won two out of the first six. They need to start winning games now and hopefully get a little bit of luck on the injury front. So I would be in favour of a director of rugby. I think someone who offers that comfort and maybe workload, because there's a lot going on there. I think there's a lot of pressure with being the head coach of a team like that, you know. And so let's wait and see. But yeah, I would be in favour of it.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins. and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.
What's your reading of the situation, Fiona, when I suppose Prendy and Leamy getting the new contracts and Andy Kiriakou's departure?
Yeah, look, from the outside, Quinny said it, like, obviously it's for the season, you've got to get these things signed. But from the outside looking in, I would see that as maybe someone else is going to come in that head coach role that I'm not sure of. I would have loved to seen Prendy in there as well. And look, it could be just to get the business done and settle things for now. Maybe they haven't even gone about that head coach role sorted till they might start looking, you know, when people are out of contract at the end of this season, might be a real focus on it. You just don't know the way it's going, but certainly I think it's having Leamy Prendy stay 2 years. That's absolutely brilliant for Munster Rugby. What happens outside of that? Maybe you bring Stuart Lancaster in as a kind of a director of rugby sort of thing as well. That could be something. And with Prendy kind of taking the reins on the pitch, who knows? But it's certainly something that the fans are mad to hear. You know, head coach, you want to know what's happening. But I suppose it's just a focus on the here and now. And we're being drip fed different pieces of information every now and again. And as I feel like they're just got to go about their business. Europe will be very big for Munster. I think the European Games coming up. And after that, maybe I suppose there'll be a real focus around Christmas as well into looking things further.
Quinny, a lot of talk about Stuart Lancaster, right, in the last couple of days. Would Munster fans be happy with him coming in and taking over as head coach?
Yeah, well, he had a great impact in Leinster, hadn't he? And he's someone who never wouldn't have any kind of irked any Munster fans over the years with any sort of comments or negativity or anything like that. He's a popular fella, gets on well everywhere, Stuart, very nice fella. So I don't think they would have. I think, in fact, they'd be excited maybe if something like that happened, given his experience and the impact he had at Leinster. We've seen Munster coaches move there, haven't we? You know, Jack Nienaber and Tyler Blaindell and Dennis was there for a few years, you know, Dennis Leamy. He's come back to Munster. So, look, I don't think there'd be any major issue with it. I think they just want results and trying to get a bit of hope and get a feel-good factor back in the group again, which is, you don't think it's a million miles away. I think we keep saying it, and it's incredible that we have to keep saying it all the time. The injuries that they've suffered and had are just nonsensical, really. It's hard to explain them. I know there was lots of debate about, you know, the type of training, the fitness, the pre-season, everything. You know, there is a lot of injuries there and, you know, a lot of impact injuries. So they've been very, very unlucky. So I think, kind of going back to what I was saying when you asked me the first question, was this could turn very easily in a positive way for Munster, in a sense that they could start getting results and start, you know, maybe shake off the shackles or that negative period that's happened with results and with the change of coaches and all that stuff. And that's the way you've got to think as a player and as with the current group. So I'd have no issue. I don't think the fans would have any issue if Stuart Lancaster was involved. Again, it's hypothetical. He signed a long-term contract in Racing. So again, we've got to be respectful there in a sense that this was kind of something that came out in the French media. Do you know what I mean? And it's on a Twitter account. So that's how that started. So yeah, I don't know. But for me, if you ask me, if Stuart Lancaster was named as being involved tomorrow, but again, it has to work for Dennis Leamy and Mike Prendergast, who are now the two senior coaches there, and Ian Costello. But they're the guys who are going to be in that room every day working with somebody if they come in. So it has to work for them. So you can't just announce someone and throw someone in on top of them. That, it's not going to work like that. The dynamic of this coaching system has to get back on track, and I'm sure it will. You know, they have a big job in their hands and they've all got to work together now to try and get back on track. But like I mentioned about Felix as well, you know, the lads would know Felix very well, and I think he would know the club inside out. So who knows what's going to happen. I don't think we'll have a new head coach coming in and a new director of rugby come. There's going to be one person that comes in, and I think if that person comes in and becomes a director of rugby, I think then Mike Prendergast becomes the head coach, and that's what I think could happen. But who knows?
Andy Kiriakou's departure was announced this week, Fiona as well, and Alex Coughlin comes in as a forwards consultant. He's on secondment from the Irish women's team. First off, Fiona, were you surprised by Andy's departure?
No, not really. In the harsh reality, I suppose, of the way rugby is nowadays, it's results based. You look at the line out, you look at the scrum percentages weren't where they should have been. You look at the maul, they weren't getting any change out of their maul, which has been part and parcel, I suppose, of Munster rugby. You can't just blame the coach, but from the outside, maybe just a little shake up of things. I felt with Graham Rowntree going, that probably the time, maybe if it was S&C, maybe if it was the forwards coach, that we would see a bit of change. So I wasn't exactly shocked. I do think, obviously, it might have been part of his decision as well. I'm not sure. I know he's gone back to England, but he's certainly someone, when I was doing my coaching courses or when I was in with Munster, he had a serious impact and a lot of respect from the guys around him. And just even watching him, tiny drills, tiny tweaks, really changed how people approach the game or people approach the lineout. So he's certainly someone who's a really talented coach, but for whatever reason, with Munster, in the last, I suppose, since the start of the seasons, the pack wasn't where we would like for it to be. Yes, there's injuries, but stuff you can control is maybe sorting that line out. And there wasn't a huge change in that area. So I knew there would be a bit of pressure on in that situation.
The headlines today, Quinny Paul O'Connell ruled himself out of the running for the Munster job. That's not a massive surprise, really, is that he seems to be thoroughly enjoying his time in the Irish setup.
Yeah, it's not a surprise. I think the dream scenario would be to have, I've heard it so many times over the years, Rog, Paul, Prendy, Leamy, imagine having the four of them together. Maybe they'd all fight like cats and dogs, I don't know.
You do know, go on, give us the gas.
I could even come back and get involved, I don't
you
think.
Do the pre-match speech, maybe.
I could do the massages or something, or the rubs, or drive the bus or something. But
it's to be later.
No, it's not a surprise. Paul is ingrained in what he's trying to do and develop players there with Ireland. So that's not a surprise for me. The same way, every time this has happened, well, a few times it's happened that the head coach job has become available. Rodgers has been linked with it, so they're on different paths at the moment, and maybe someday we will see them being back involved with Munster, who knows.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to Munster's clash with the Lions at Thomond Park this weekend and we discuss the Reds' lengthy injury list, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.